الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب هذا الحوض اللهم صادق عمل شيخ
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يا الذين آمنوا يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة. We praise Allah the Almighty. We believe in Him, we trust in Him. And we bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Allah's slave and His messenger. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides is guided aright, and whomever Allah leaves to err, no one can guide them. We ask Allah to bless His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's last messenger and His servant. We ask Him to bless His companions and His family, all of them. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, I stand before you this afternoon in this masjid with a very basic message. And that is the message of the Brotherhood of Islam. I'm here today because I was blessed to fly to Syracuse, New York, and to witness a community that started a project called the Learning Center, the Northside Learning Center. And these Muslims in Syracuse have got a school specifically for refugees. You may not know this, that around the world there are over 10 million refugees that's been forced out of their country, and they go from country to country because they cannot live in peace and security in their own land. They're called refugees. And did you know that 73% of the refugees in the world are Muslims? So everywhere you look on this planet, you see Muslim refugees from Syria, from Palestine, from Somalia, from Sudan, from Afghanistan, from Iraq. Everywhere you look and you see these refugees. The question is, what can we do? This masjid, Dar Hijjah, is known around the country as a very generous masjid. You could become tired because so many people come here. On the one hand, but on the other hand, you ought to be honored that so many people come here because you have a history of giving. So today I want to take just a few moments to see if we can help them in their project in Syracuse. I just left Syracuse. I was there 2 weeks ago. Alhamdulillah, these Muslims are buying some property, a huge church, a school, and a house. And they need about $100,000. And wherever we have to go to do it, inshallah, we will do it. But let me first say this. I got a visit recently in my office from a young Muslim sister that I've known since she was a little girl. Now she's a little bit older. She's about 21 years old. She came into my masjid. She wasn't wearing hijab. And I said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "Imam, I just wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in years. I just want to see you. I just want to give you the greetings." And we spoke for a while. And before she left, I asked her this question: "What about your Islam?" Because we have a mandate as Muslims to help one another in the deen. So I asked, "What about your Islam?" She said, "Imam, I want to be honest with you. I don't make salat. And I don't fast in Ramadan. I want to be honest with you. But," she said, "Imam, I believe." So I wanted to take a moment here to address this issue that she said, "I believe," and she's not unlike so many Muslims that I've heard again and again and again say, "I don't make salat, but I believe. I don't pray. I don't fast in Ramadan, but I believe." I want to make a statement about this and then we're going to conclude. A long time ago, some people made a statement to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the statement that they made to the Messenger of Allah reached Allah. So Allah responded to his messenger based on what these people said a long time ago. And not only did Allah respond to it, he put it in the Quran so that until Yawm al-Qiyamah, we read the same verse based upon a statement that was made 1400 years ago. Let's see what they said and let us see the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخِلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ.
The desert Arabs say, "We believe."
Kul, say, "O Muhammad."
Lam tu'minu, you do not really believe.
Kulu aslamna, say, you have submitted.
Walamma yadkhulu al-iman fi qulubikum, but faith has not entered into your heart.
We make iman something cheap and iman is something great. Iman is better than
Islam is a higher degree of faith than merely being a Muslim. And the way our people talk, like to be a Muslim, to make salat and give zakat, is something inferior when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making al-Iman superior.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك الصادقون.
A true believer, those who believe in Allah and His Messenger and then have not since doubted, and they strive with their lives and their properties in the way of Allah, these are the truthful.
How many times have you heard it said that I am a non-practicing Muslim? I'm a Muslim, but I don't practice.
So many of our young children are saying, I'm a Muslim, but I don't practice.
And really, to say that you are non-practicing Muslim is an oxymoron.
It is impossible to be a non-practicing Muslim. Because a Muslim, by definition, practices the faith.
So brothers and sisters, I want us to think for a moment. Listen to what she said. Imam, I am a non-practicing Muslim. But listen to what Allah says in the Quran. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
I have not created the jinn and the human beings except to worship me. How do you worship Allah?
We worship Allah by making salat. We worship Allah by making pilgrimage to Mecca.
The question is, what do we do? Faith is not some nebulous kind of, you know, I am a believer, some nebulous, some insignificant something.
But really, faith is something deeper than that.
The greatest issue is to do the good work and then really believe.
Let me give an example of a person who submitted their will to do the will of Allah. Last year, you heard about this man, a Muslim from Bosnia, who walked from Bosnia to Mecca, 3,600 miles to make Hajj.
All he had is 200 euro dollars, but he wanted to go for Hajj, and he walked through six countries, including Syria. Why? Because he knew that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wal hajj mabrur laysa lahu jazaa'an illa jannah," and a hajj that is accepted by Allah, the reward is nothing but al-jannah. How do you tell me that you're Muslim and you don't even do the basic? This ayah from Quran, at least the desert Arabs would, at least they submitted their will, they at least made salat. But how you not make salat 5 times a day? How dare you say, well, I'm a Muslim, but I ain't gonna do 5 prayers a day. I'm gonna skip Fajr. Fajr's too difficult for me.
No, you're a slave of Allah.
So the question is, what are you doing? What are you doing with your Islam? Not what are you saying, what are you doing with your Islam?
The closest example that I have of a person who didn't do much is a man who came to the Prophet والسلام, and said, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet was fighting. He said, Ya Rasulullah, uqatilu aw uslimu.
O Messenger of Allah, should I fight or should I become a Muslim? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aslim thumma qatil.
Fa aslama wa qatala fa qutila. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمل قليلا وأجر كثيرا.
What should I do? Should I fight? Should I fight with you against these people fighting against? Should I fight or should I become a Muslim? Become a Muslim first and then fight. So the man became a Muslim. He fought and he was slain.
And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said he did little work but got big reward.
But at least he did something.
The question is, what are we doing?
Not what we're talking about, not what we're rapping about, but what are we doing?
والحمد لله رب العالمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Brothers and sisters, I believe that this community here are some of the best Muslims in America. I do. And you've given year after year, you've given to masjid, you've given to relief. And I don't want you to ever stop giving. I was in Flint, Michigan. And I remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? So I was in Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan is one of the poorest cities in America. But one of the great ironies is that some of the richest Muslims live in Flint, Michigan. And I was with my good friend, Dr. Jawad Shah, just 2 weeks ago. And I must admit that they're doing some tremendous work for the people of Flint, Michigan. Dr. Jawad Shah had some property, and a big businessman came into Flint, Michigan, and they were thinking about bringing their business to Flint, Michigan, and he wanted the property that Dr. Jawad Shah had. Dr. Jawad told me he gave him the property. And when the people said, why did you do that? He said it would benefit the people of Flint, Michigan. So the question is, what are we doing for other people? I close with this. I wish that you can go with me to Syracuse, less than 300 miles from here. And I wish you can see those 100 refugee children. Think about this. These are refugee children who come into America. You don't know this, but many of them who come to America, they lose their deen. But these brothers in the Northside Learning Center, even non-Muslim refugees come there. And there, the people, their faith is increased because of what they get there in that Northside Learning Center. It's tremendous. Think about Allah. I close with this. Think about Allah. Here Allah, according to tradition, gave, one tradition says a man, another one says a prostitute. Allah forgave that person their sins because they gave water to a dog. Not a human being, but gave water to a dog, and Allah forgave that person for their sins because of what they did. What did they do? They gave water to a dog. In another tradition, Allah punished a woman in the hellfire because of what she did to a cat. Allah forgave a person because gave water to a dog, punished a person because that person mistreated a cat. I'm not asking you today for money for a dog or to do some good for a cat. What about a human being? If you look at a muhajir, a person that migrated, I'm not saying that we just giving money for those who migrated. I'm saying something more profound than that. They're not migrating, they're refugees. These are people that are in danger in their own country. So they come to America seeking refuge. And we, the Muslims, are good at helping other people, not helping a dog or a cat, not just a refugee, an immigrant, but a refugee. But not just a refugee, a refugee child, the most vulnerable. So I'm asking you that when I leave, to remember this. I close with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Bukhari. He said,
"Akha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bin Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf wa Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah." And Allah made the Prophet made a bond of brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And they put them together with these immigrants who were forced out of Mecca. And he put them together and they helped one another. I'm asking you today to help this Northside Learning Center in Syracuse with your donations. المؤمن أخو المسلم
the Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, and verily the believers are brothers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and tie our hearts together. We ask Allah the Almighty to help the immigrants around the world. We ask Allah the Almighty to help the Muslims who are suffering in Syria. Help the Muslims in Palestine. Help the Muslims in Iraq. Help the Muslims in Somalia. Help the Muslims all over the globe. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إقامة الصلاة.
There you are, I'm looking for you.